Hi, welcome to Daily Bread with Jam, a Holy Spirit You channel podcast. We are a whosoever will channel and podcast. But why? Because God is a whosoever will God. I pray you are doing well, that you and your family are doing well, that you are pivoting out of cursing into blessing, that you are embracing the spiritual principles about God's love for you and for the entire human race in a way that elevates your life, makes you blessed to be a blessing. That being said, I'm going to hop right in to today's segment, which is titled, Joy Comes in the Morning If You Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Your Anger. Joy comes in the morning if you don't let the sun go down on your anger. All right, so we're going to start in Ephesians, King James Version, Ephesians 4, 26, not reading the entire chapter or passage, but I want to connect two scriptures because we occasionally have difficulty connecting them, understanding that one has to do with the other, understanding that God's unconditional love, his love is unconditional, his reward is conditional, his love is without condition, his blessing and reward is with condition. Many people confuse, we conflate the two. We think that unconditional love means that he's going to love me no matter what I do. And yes, that's true. But there are also guidelines to receiving the full reward or a reward at all. So you can't extract the unconditional love part without also extracting the instruction part, particularly when Jesus says, if you love me, you'll obey me. If he is talking about the kind of love that he is if he is talking about obedience, then that means that there is a conditional blessing, but not conditional love. My reward, if I'm running a race, for those of you who are athletes, I'm probably one of the few non-athletes in my family. But anyway, that's another story. If you're running a race, if you're playing any kind of game, even if you are just a great spectator, you understand that the coach has to coach the whole team, that every player has to play. I mean, not every player, but you have to play the game in order to get the reward of winning. But everyone has to follow the rules. I'm not getting into the details of any specific team or any specific sport. I'm saying in order to get the reward, you have to follow the rules. And oftentimes, if you don't follow the rules, you don't get to play the game. We can understand these things at the level we want to when it pertains to something that we want, that we think we can measure and control. But when God says it, we think he's no longer God. But the fact that he does say it and can honor it holistically proves him to be God. Let me tell you what I mean. Ephesians 4:26 says, Be you angry, but sin not. Be angry, yet without sin. Now, we've talked about sin on multiple levels. We're not going to delve into all of that today, but here's what I'm going to say. This is what the scripture says. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't be angry. You can be angry, but sin not. So let's straighten that out real quick. Anger is not sin. But anger can lead to sin, the activity of sin. I'm not talking about the spiritual condition of sin or being seriously in need of healing. Anger can lead to things that are against God. When you think about sin, think about against God, pulling you away from God specifically. Things that pull you away from God. think about that it that way. He never said you can't be angry. He just says, be angry, but sin not. And don't let the sun go down upon your wrath or your anger. Psalm. I'm going to Psalms 30, verse 5. You're here, pages turning. That's okay. I'm holding the word today. So, Ephesians 4:26 plus Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Let me go up a verse, verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints. So I'm in Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints. Wait, let me say it again. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints, of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, for his anger endures but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Ephesians 4:26 plus Psalm 30, verse 5. I read verse 4 just to give you a little bit more context. As always, please go back and read the whole Bible. You don't have to read the whole thing at one time, but just make sure that what you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're believing, what is illuminating you is in full context of what the Lord has written or had written in the scripture. Why? Because the subject, the Bible is not subject to interpretation. The Word of God is not subject to interpretation, meaning you can try to interpret and probably have as I have. But the interpretation belongs to God. In today's terminology, we would say he said what he said. So it doesn't matter how we interpret it. It doesn't change anything. So let's talk about joy comes in the morning if you don't let the sun go down on your anger. We can be angry. There are multiple principles in here, so I'm trying to be very mindful and focus on the point to be made. Holy Spirit is free to move in this place even now. But I'm doing my best to focus on what I believe he said to me. Joy comes in the morning only when you don't let the sun go down on your anger. So even within just these two scriptures, there are multiple principles that can be extrapolated and discussed. We can be angry, meaning something can upset us. We can have wrath, as it's noted here. We can be angry. In our society, we associate anger with automatically with something bad. We can be angry. That's the Lord saying. The Lord's telling us you can be angry. It doesn't mean to walk around angry, but he says don't let the sun go down on it, which means that anger is supposed to be resolved within a 24-hour period or less. So if the sun is coming up when you're angry, by the time the sun goes down, you should be not angry. You should have released that anger. If the sun goes down at 6 and you are angry at 12, you've got five minutes, 5 hours and 59 seconds to get that anger resolved. If you got angry yesterday, the sun has gone down, come up and gone down again, you are past due. And now other spiritual principles start to play in your world. Why? Because what is forgiveness? What is unforgiveness? It's anger that was never resolved before the first sundown. So we like to cling to the various benefits of or the outcomes that we like, but we don't want to do the work that gets us to those outcomes. So I can be angry, but do not sin. So that means don't take any, don't act out. I call it acting up. Don't act out of anger. Go somewhere, sit by yourself, clean the house, vacuum, go shopping, do something. But you're not supposed to take your anger out on other people. That is sin. It doesn't mean that within the context of a relationship, you can't have constructive discussion. But if you are not, if you are a person who is not good at controlling their anger and what comes out of your mouth or out of your body when you are angry, then you don't need to be around people when you're resolving it. But this admonishment and this instruction to us has nothing to do with the other people. It has to do with us. He's already told us, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Why? Because that means that you're giving other things place in your life that are going to bring up fruit you probably don't want to eat of. It's going to bring up a harvest that you're not going to want to partake of. Joy is going to come in the morning, but you've got to be willing to release the anger before night. Some of you are angry right now over things that happened. It could be recently. It could be years ago. And because of that, you turned bitter. Because you didn't resolve it by the first sunset, you're bitter. You got angrier and angrier and angrier until now you have a bitter root. When you have a bitter root, you can't forgive. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. So if you're at a place where you're saying the Lord's Prayer, but you're not forgiving, he's not hearing you, which means you're not forgiven. This is, right? Does it not say that? So if you're saying the Lord's Prayer, that means that you're committing to doing what's in the Lord's Prayer. How do we do that? How do we make sure we're in a place where we can be forgiven as we forgive? By not letting the sun go down on the first anger. If I'm angry today, by the time the sun sets tonight, I better be unangry. Yes, I think I just made that word up, but you get the point. And that is truly nothing that anybody can do for you. You going to talk to 50 friends is not going to help you, because they're all going to have 50 different, probably 100 different ways that you should handle the situation. But the instruction has already been given to you, has already been given to me. And the only person that can truly help us do this is Holy Spirit. You might be so angry you're blue in the face. But he says, be angry, but do not sin. Not only that, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Two things. Equally hard. But he assures us that even in his own wrath, he, the Lord, even in his own wrath, that he favors us with his life. And that joy will come in the morning. All of it's tied together. And I understand that for those that are committed to studying the word but not living out the word, then those two scriptures might not go together. I'm fully aware of that. I've studied the scripture as well. But what God wants us to do is he doesn't want us to study. He wants us to study to show ourselves approved. And by that, what I mean is he wants us to study, but not for the sake of studying. He wants us to study for application, not for memorization, not for pontification. So the scripture is all about being able to read for understanding, but more importantly, being able to read for application and leading, not us leading, but being led. We have to be led of the Spirit, because the Spirit is the only one that knows how to lead us. In terms of the instructions that God has given us. And I'm not talking about being rogue. I'm talking about if there's a balance. So the Lord is not going to tell us to do anything illegal. Just so you know, in case there were any questions about that. Even if we think we're right, we are to call on the name of the Lord. We are to be submitted to him in a way that allows him to lead us through hill, over hills, over the mountains, through the valleys, continuously going up by his mercy and his grace, pivoting continually, immediately, springboarding out of cursing into blessing, and transcending, even while we are here, circumstances and situations that would otherwise pull us away from him. In another place in Scripture, he says, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. He's making that statement even though he's always present. Why? Because he needs us to draw near. God is always present. He's just not always evident. He is very good at hiding himself. That doesn't mean he's not present. He's always present. Ask David. So just remember, we have the opportunity. We are not, God is not denying us anger. Why we want, anger doesn't feel good to me. I mean, I know we have to express it, but it's not a good feeling. Why we would want to hold on to anger? Some of us have just been born angry or born into situations that have caused us to be angry, and we're later in our lives, and so we have to undo, unlearn some things. And how many of you know that unlearning something is much harder than learning it? Because we actually get comfortable. We learn how to navigate that thing, even if it's not right for us, even if it's not good for us. So just remember, be angry, do not sin, don't let the sun go down on your anger, and joy will come in the morning. Any questions, put them in the comments. I agape you. I appreciate you for spending time with me. Once again, be an encouragement to people. Be blessed to be a blessing. If you're going to say you're blessed and highly favored, please make sure you're doing something to be blessed and highly favored about, because God is not playing. And speaking of blessing, let's be a blessing to one another. I bless you and the entirety of your household. I thank the Lord for you. And I pray that you are seeking him. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you in the name of Jesus by the power of Holy Spirit. Yes, amen, amen, and again. Thank you for joining me today on Daily Bread with Jam. Please feel free to like, share, comment, and get your notifications. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.